Okay, I learned Shmin Tchusa for Hashem for Baruch Tzvi Berivka Basia, for Fushlim and for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, Fushlim and to all Chol Yisrael for the protection of the Jewish people throughout the world. Past few years, we've done different short words for the Haggadah. I thought maybe we'll break it up into either two or three sections. We'll see how much we have enough time. At least this is part one. Part one, we're going to focus on Halach Ma'ania. We're going to focus on the different statements of Chol Mabar, the Saper, Tzias, Bisham, Harizim, Meshubach, and a few other things. But the first five words are gonna get us on halach ma'anya. So I hope we'll be zocha to really understand what halach ma'anya is all about. Besides that it's written in Aramaic, everyone says that. Here we go. The first two words are actually from Reb Shalom of Belz. We're gonna say ten ideas tonight. Here we go. The pasuk says lechem oni, right? The lechem that poor man's bread. The Gemara says Msachan lamevavam and aleph. Right, lechem oni. What does that mean? Poor man's bread. She'onin alav devarim harbe. There are a lot of things to say upon it, about it. Says the Rav Shalom of Belz. The Belz, the Rebbe. Onin is also comes from the lashon of Ya'ancha Hashem. Ya'ancha means to answer. He says, what does this mean? Lechem oni. She'onin alav devarim harbe. He says that at the end of the day, the Seder night is a tremendous night of Eis Ratzon. So says he reads it like this. Halach ma'anya. When it comes to this special time of eating this bread, onin lo the adam yishmam al mishalosof. Person could down for whatever they want. Feel kol dichven. Anyone who's hungry, anyone who wants, yesay, you should come. Make sure to take upon the opportunity of yechol and all the shefa and all the bracha and of the whole night. This very very special time. So how does it read halach ma'anya? Come, there's the anya is there. The answering is there of the rabbonishim. The achlo. Anyone wants to come and show up, and then the shefa of mamish come down. And this is what the moving on to the second idea. The Sar Shalom of Bel says, "Kol ditzach yese beyisach." Anyone should come in and eat. So he says we usually translate the word Pesach as passing over. Pesach, he actually quotes Rashi in Shmos Yudbeis Yud Gimel. Pasachti doesn't. Rashi explains it. Pasachti means v'chamalti. It means that I have mercy. Says the Sar Shalom of Bel. What does it mean? Kol ditzrich. Kol Ditzrich means anyone who needs rachamim, for a fua, for a shidduch, for getting out of that place of darkness. Yesei, you should come. The yifsach. What does the yifsach mean? Come to the Seder with your heart open to daven on the Pesach mamish. Not just daven for yourself, but daven for others. Kol Ditzrich, you need the Rabbanu Shem's help. Yesei, set up the yifsach, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring you the rachamim. Pasachti is the lashon chamalti. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring you. Kadosh Baruch Hu will dafka bring you tremendous rachman. The third idea that I want to just start off, it seems like a very peculiar thing. We've mentioned this in the past, but I think it's well worth saying. We're inviting all these poor people now at the Seder. You should invite people usually a month in advance, 2 weeks in advance, a week in advance. You don't do it as the Seder starts. So to Torah's point, the ideas 3 and 4 are going to come to answer this question. First idea is the Rav of Soloveitchik explains a beautiful idea. Why are we only inviting them now? Does one know why we're not inviting now? We're not actually inviting anyone, says the Rav. What does the Rav say? He says, what's the difference between an Eved and someone who's free? An Eved can't invite people over, right? At the end of the day, when you're going out to someone's house, you can't invite people without telling the guests that you're inviting them. He says that we know at the end of the day, Pesach's all about Derech Eretz. We're becoming free. And it says the Rav, what does this mean when you're able to invite guests, you're able to invite, it shows that what? It shows that it's a derech eres, that end of the day we're free. You're the baal bas, and one of the ways of being the baal bas is to inviting. We're not actually inviting people, but it's this proclamation. I think maybe the better way to say it, it's proclamation of showing that we're becoming free. And what's a free person able to do? You're able to invite people even as the meal is starting, which I thought is such a beautiful idea. Rabbi Zwei Shlita, Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva based Moshe Chaim in Miami Beach, Rabbi Zwei Shlita Refuah Shlem as well. He writes beautifully also. He says, you want to know why we invite people right now? He says, Lamoshal. You know, when it comes to a guest of honor, someone gets honored at a dinner, honored at a shul or a school, they give you like 30, 40, I don't know, 20 tickets they're able to have for free. These people don't have to pay, or these are your guests. Says the Rabbi Zweig, when we're sitting at the Seder table, the Rabbonosh wants to know that wants us to understand and feel at the beginning of the Seder, each one of us is the guest of honor. Each one of us is the guest of honor at the Rabbono Shem Seder. And what's the biggest? You're the Baal Simcha, says Rabbi Zag. You're the Baal Simcha. And what is the Baal Simcha that you're able to do? You're able to invite whoever you want. And that's exactly what we're doing. We're showing, I think it's very similar to the way the Rav said, it's a proclamation, but it's a little more than that. It's showing that you're able to, the transition that we're changing from an Eved to someone who's free, is able to invite whoever we want. And finally, the fifth and final idea that we're going to talk about for Halach Ma'anya comes from the Sefer called Simchas HaRegel. Actually, a lot of the words I got from this great Haggadah is called Yenesh Shel Torah. Beautiful, beautiful Haggadah was put together by Rav Binyamin Adler. Very, very beautiful Haggadah. So in the Haggadah, he writes over here, in the fifth idea on Halach Ma'ani, he says, Kol Dichlin Yesi V'yecho, L'shana Haba Ba'ar Di Yisrael. He says, what is it that we're asking every one of these poor people to come in to eat, and we add in, okay, L'shana Haba, the next year we should be in Eretz Yisrael. What do the two statements have to do with each other? We're inviting the poor guests, and then we said, hopefully we'll be next year we'll be in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Sefer Simchas HaRegel, beautiful vort. He says, you want to know? He says, very much connected. He says, you want to know how to get to Eretz Yisrael? How to get to Lashon HaHaba? It's called Dichlan Yesi V'yechol. You go out of your way to invite guests. You go out of your comfort zone at the Seder, at the Shabbos table. You go out of your comfort zone to make people feel comfortable. Kol Dichlan Yesi V'yechol. You have Avos Yisrael. You care about people. Then Lashon HaHaba Yisrael. As the Pasuk says in the Shaya Al Chavzayin, Sion B'mishva Tipada Yishaveha B'Tzadka. Sion will be judged in righteousness and will be redeemed with tzedaka. And you know what tzedaka means? It means inviting people you don't usually invite. Maybe sending a good yontif text or a voicemail to someone you haven't spoken to in a long time. So kol dichlan yesi v'yechol l'shana haba ba'ar di Yisrael. You want to know how to get to l'shana haba di Yisrael? It's dafka kol dichlan yesi v'yechol. Five beautiful ideas about halach ma'ani. Maybe we'll just chazer them before we move on to the second section of the Haggadah Marathon 10 Ideas Part 1. We started off with the two ideas from Rishon Mabels. The first idea from Rishon Mabels is Lechem Oni, or Halach Ma'anya. It's a Lashon Ya'ancha Hashem. It's a Lashon of answering. The Seder time is a tremendous time of Yis Ratzon, Halach Ma'anya. But first you have to show up. Then you show up, Yesei, whoever shows up, the Yachol, the Shpiel, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to make sure we come into the Seder, gathering in all the Kedusha as much as we can as possible. The second idea of Rishon Mabels says, Kol Disrach Yesei V'Yisach, Yisach is Lashon Achmanos. Right, the pasach is lashem chamati. So it's a tremendous time of Yis Ratzon. Kol Disrach, anyone needs rachamim, Yesi, come to the Seder. V'yivsach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring you tremendous rachamim. Two levorts from the Rebbe Rishon Mabels. The third idea, and the fourth idea answers the questions: why are we starting with halach ma'ani? Why are we inviting guests now? So the Rebbe said it's proclamation of derech eres, mamish, to show at the end of the day that someone who's not a guest can invite people. If you're the Baal Bas, you can invite whoever you want. Rabbi Zwag said it a little differently, the Baal Simcha. If you're getting honored somewhere, every one of us is a guest of honor, we can invite whoever we want. Beautiful idea. And the fifth and final idea on Halach Ma'anya is called Ditzrech. Called Ched Dichven Yesev Yechel. Anyone comes in, Lashon Abab Debar Yisrael. Next week should be in Yerushalayim. What does it mean? What do they have to do with each other? Says the Sefer Simchas HaRegel, they very much have to do with each other, because Kol Dichven Yesev Yechel, you care about other people, you invite them to your home. Then you'll be zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the first part of the talk. The last five, here we go. So maybe we'll skip Ma'ar Shana for now, and maybe we'll get back to Bli Neder, or maybe for next year. So he says, Avadim hayinu l'par b'mitzrayim. We were avadim to par b'mitzrayim. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just let Paro send this out? Why did he have to do this whole thing in hardening Paro's heart a million times? What's the whole vort? Says Rav Kluger, very, not Rav Aram Tzvi Kluger, Rav Shlomo Kluger, came in the late Achron, and he says, you want to know why? If Paro would have just let us out for thousands of years, we would have thought that Kadosh Baruch Hu had nothing to do with it. That it was all Paro let us out, right? Even when we left. Vayhi b'shalach Paro. Vayhi b'shalach is Paro so'am. Right? The Medrash says, why is this Vayhi lashon of Tsar? Vayhi, because the Jews actually thought when we left Egypt that it was actually Paro that let us out. But what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka had to do it in a certain way. It couldn't just be Paro letting us out, because then we wouldn't recognize who to be Makir Tov to. And that's a lesson in a Karsa Tov. The Rabbeinu Shem wants to make sure that we're Makir Tov to him, and to be able to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes in everything. We'll be able to make sure to be Makir Tov to him in everything that we do. Beautiful, beautiful idea. Moving on to the seventh idea. We say, V'chol Amar B'Lesaper B'Tzias Hashem Harezim Meshubach. Anyone who talks about it a lot, the story of Yitzias Hashem is praised. So Tfer Shlomo was actually just his yard site on Chav Ches or Chav Tes, I believe Chav Tes, Adar. He says that actually we're reading it all wrong. He says, B'chol Amar B'Lesaper B'Tzias Hashem Harezim Meshubach means that when a person speaks about the story of Yitzias Hashem, he himself is praised.
and he himself is uplifted. That you are praised means that you are uplifted. Right? It's not something that you're just going to get a nice pat on the back. No. You yourself get to get uplifted. You become a different person when you actually, when you go through the whole Sipur. Not saying you have to say a million vorts, but when you actually think about, you see the whole story of Yisiyas Mitzrayim, and you find yourself, your own story of Yisiyas Mitzrayim, you see your own story coming together, finding your own Egypt to leave, and you talk about it. That is someone who's uplifted. Now you're only praised, but you're uplifted, and you're changed as a person. The eighth idea comes from Shlomo Kluger again. Shlomo Kluger says, what's the solution of Meshubach? He actually reads it as that. He reads it in the opposite way. He says, you want to know who is Harezeh Meshubach? You want to know who is praised? It's Chalmar B'Sapah Sias B'Sraim. First you have to say, Harezeh Meshubach. You want to know who's praised? It's the ones who go out of their way. You're not running out of the Seder. You're not telling people, okay, we got the Shechon Aruch at 9:30. No. Harezeh Meshubach, you want to know who's praised? Which is a little, Tver Shlomo says that a person is uplifted. Or Shlomo Kluger really says it in a different way. He says, you want to know how a person is praised? It's the people who are marbed the Siyas Mitzrayim. It's not the vort, every little vort you have to say from the Sas Emes or from the Tziv or this or that. But it's not something you're not just running through Magid. You actually care about it. That's someone who's praised. And the ninth and tenth idea come from the Beis Aaron of Karlin and of Yechiel Michal Zlachev. And it goes on the lashon of we say in the Haggadah, the lashon of Hamar b'lesaper Hayum mesaprim b'siyas Mitzrayim. Always the lashon of mesaper, not dibor, not amir, but mesaper. So the Haggadah Yenei Shaltar quotes the Rav Aaron of Kalin, the Baal Koch Soif. He writes an amazing idea. He says the mesaprim is lashon of sapir. Sapir means lashon of behiros, of clarity. He says that through talking about the Sipur b'siyas Mitzrayim, through talking about the story and how he left Egypt, misbaheres daitol shaladam, a person's mind becomes more clear, a person's mind becomes more sharp, a person's mind becomes more caring and more specified. V'hayu misaprim b'siyas Mitzrayim. You want to know what it's all about? Hamar b'lesapis b'sam harizim meshubach. When you make sure. You don't just run through the details. Misaprim is a lesson of clarity. You literally go through the entire. You go through the entire thing. That actually brings upon a lot of clarity. Hay misaprim, the lesson of tisafer, then a lesson of behiros. That brings a person a tremendous clarity. Misaprim. Why dafka lotion misaprim? Misaprim is not just something that you say over. Misaprim is a lesson of behiros, of clarity. It gives a person more clarity. We actually see this actually in the tenth and final idea from Yechiel Michal of Zlachev. How do we see the Yechiel Michal Zlachev? He says the pasuk says in Shemos Perek Yud pasuk Beis Ulaman to Saper Baaznei Bincho. When you have to say the story over to Saper Lashem to Saper Vidatem Ki Ani Hashem. Then you'll know the Rabbonu Shalom says Yechiel Michal Zlachev. When the person goes through the story, you see his Mitzrayim. You go through the way that we were freed and we went away from Avodah Zara. Comes from the Ulaman to Saper. When you go through the Behirus, you go through the clarity. Then vidatem lashon das. Then you get to the lashon of understanding fully Chodesh Baruch Hu's ways, right? But first you have to go through the sipur. First you have to go through the sipur. The man to saper b'azay bincha to saper to say it over, but with clarity. Then vidatem. Then you have the das. So the last five ideas we said the sixth idea from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Why Dafka couldn't Parah just let us out? Because Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that for thousands of years we didn't think Parah, but we think the Rabbonu Shalom. When we actually left Egypt, it actually was Parah with you. We thought. So we got cut off there. Let's just go over the last five ideas. Rav Shlomo Kluger said, "Why Dafka? There had to be Paro. Paro left. That Paro. Why couldn't Chodesh Baruch Hu just let Paro let us go?" So Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that we were makir tov to him, and that's why when we left Egypt, it says Vahi Bishach Paro Saam Vahi Zlashon Sar. We actually thought it was Paro. No, it was really the Bonushim. Tefer Shlomo of Chol Marbe the Saper. It says Ramar Zeh Meshubach. The Saper means we get a certain level of clarity when a person. When a person goes through the saper comes from lashon of behirus. Shlomo Kluger says no, not only that, but you could tell who's meshubach by those who is praised by those who are not running through magid. If Beis Aaron of Karlin says that that's when the saper is the lashon of behirus. That through to actually talking about the Sibbat Shalom, it makes a person's mind more clear, more pure. And Yechiel Michal Zlachev says, how do we see that in the pasuk Shemos Yod Beis Ulman to Saber Obaz Bincha? When you say it over, but with clarity, then it'll be zocha to be vididatam kiyane Hashem. Then you'll be zocha to the lashon of das. Then you'll be to know the Rabbanu Shalom. These five ideas of the halach ma'ani, these five ideas about Havad Mayinu and about Chalmar Bar Adzar Mesaber Mezem Meshubach. We should be zocher Meretz Hashem to actually not only to learn, but to live them as well, Be'ez Hashem.